is feeling his deep.
Women. The Biden administration and its allies are taking an unusually proactive approach to publicizing intelligence findings and trying to defuse influence campaigns by Russia as they raise alarms about a possible new Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. has mounted a concerted campaign to counter disinformation, which has long been a tactic of Moscow to create confusion and sow discord in conflicts. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration is taking lessons learned from 2014 when Russia mounted a massive disinformation campaign to build local support for its annexation of Crimea. With more than 100,000 Russian troops positioned around Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin appears to be preparing to launch an invasion. Certainly, the U.S. believes that's the case, and President Joe Biden has warned the Ukrainian president that an attack could come in February. But Russia has other options it could pursue short of a full-blown invasion and other ways to lash out at the U.S. and its allies. They include cyber attacks, cuts to oil and wheat shipments, and closer military ties to China. All the options carry varying degrees of risk to Russia and to the world. Residents of Madagascar's capital city are returning with dread to see what remains of their homes and harvests 3 days after Tropical Storm Ana relented. Flooding has killed 51 people on the large Indian Ocean island off southeastern Africa since 10 days of intense rain began on January 17th. The storm formed to the east of Madagascar last week, causing floods and landslides and affecting around 130,000 people. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Tens of thousands of Vietnamese bid farewell to the late monk and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh, one of the world's most influential religious leaders, ahead of his cremation ceremony in the country's Buddhist heartland. Europe's fears of losing Russian gas supplies in the Ukraine crisis will loom large when Qatar's emir meets the U.S. president Monday, but the powerful Gulf ruler has no magic wand, according to analysts. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan sacks the head of the state statistics agency after annual inflation figures angered both the pro-government and opposition camps. Campaigners are hoping for a change in the law to allow assisted dying in England, citing moves in other UK jurisdictions and medical bodies, as well as public support. A military court in the Democratic Republic of Congo is set to pronounce a long-awaited verdict in a mass trial over the 2017 murder of two UN experts in a troubled central region. The oil spills off the coast of Peru, sparked by a volcanic eruption in Tonga, thousands of miles away, is twice as big as had been previously reported, according to the government. Argentina's president unveils what he calls a reasonable new debt repayment deal with the International Monetary Fund on the day a $700 million repayment was due. U.S. tech giant Hewlett-Packard wins its multi-billion-dollar fraud case over the 2011 purchase of software company Autonomy in what is believed to be Britain's biggest ever civil fraud trial. And singer Joni Mitchell says she is pulling her music from Spotify over lies on the streaming service about COVID-19, just days after fellow musical titan Neil Young did the same. In Ethiopia, the United Nations World Food Program says more than a third of the people in that country's embattled Tigray region are suffering an extreme lack of food. The World Food Program said in a report that families are exhausting all means to feed themselves, with three-quarters of the population using extreme coping strategies to survive. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.